Relationships. Someone say relationships. I got to preach. That's what we come here for, to hear something from God. And I believe this new series that we're getting ready to, that we're starting today, relationships, is very key and vital to yours and my life. And whether you know it or not, you will become the sum of the five people you hang out with the most. The five people you are connected with the most, you will become the sum of that. And so I believe that it's one of the key areas while people don't live a successful godly life, or they don't live a successful life in the sense of, you know, your purity is attached to relationships. Your success in sobriety is attached to relationships. Your success in your marriage is attached to relationships. And if you're not careful, there will be relationships that come into your life that look beautiful and big like the Titanic. You know, the Titanic was this awesome ship who had all these amenities, and we're talking about, you know, the cruise ships of today ain't got nothing on the Titanic back in the day, and the wealthiest of the wealthy would go and they would celebrate and listen to orchestra music or something back then. But we all know what happened when Celine Dion started singing. The ship went down. And so what's unfortunate is a lot of us will jump into ships, relationships with people that look good, but they will sink. And if you're not careful, you will go down with the ship. You know, it's always interesting to me how, you know, you never start going down again on your own. It's like you don't ever get back to drugs on your own. It starts with the relationship. You know of a number. You were at a place. You was with that old friend. Or you don't cheat on your own. You cheat because you got in someone else's boat you weren't supposed to be in. And when it came around, you jumped in that ship. And that ship sank you and left you shipwrecked, if you know what I'm talking about. So I'm trying to help you understand this, that your success in life is dictated on what ships you get into. So in order for us to do this, now I don't have all the time in the world to unpack this, so we're going to do it over the next 5 weeks because I can't get it all in. You know me. I can't get it all in one Sunday. I can't. So I'm going to just lay a foundation today. I'm going to lay a foundation, and this is what I want you to get today. I want you to recognize that not all relationships are good ones. And you don't have to be in relationship with everybody. You don't have to be in relationship with everybody. And sometimes, you know, you become a Christian and now you just feel like it's your Christian thing to do to be in relationship with everybody. And that's not the case. You need to be guarded. You need to abandon ships, some of them in your life, to make sure that you can succeed in what God has. We're not arrogant. We're not cocky. We love to wave by a lot of ships. Like, oh, hey, how's it going over there, guys? And we give the salute and we thumbs up and ahoy there, matey. And we do all the cool stuff, but I don't have to jump in that ship. I don't got to be in connection with it. So we're going to deal with that. So first I want you to understand what relation means. Relation. This is one of the root words of relationship. So relation means the way in which two or more concepts, objects, or people are connected. It's the way that we're dealing with people. So it's the way that two people are connected. Now, connected means something more than just associating with, passing by with. Connection gives on the implication that you are bound or tied or wound with somebody else. And so that's why when you're connected to people, wherever they go, you're going to go too. Whatever they do, you're going to go to. Well, I wasn't trying to get in a fight, but I went with some friends and they started a fight, so I had to get in a fight. See, you were connected to the wrong people at the wrong place at the wrong time. And if you wouldn't have got in that ship, you wouldn't have sank down with it. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
So what happens is in relation, it's a connection. You don't have to connect with everybody. We do need to be the light of the world. We do need to be nice to everybody. We do need to love everybody. But I don't have to be connected. I don't have to go where everyone goes. I don't have to say what everyone says. I don't have to do what everyone does. I don't have to be connected with everybody. See, another definition for relation is this: a logical or natural association between two or more things. It's a connection. Once again, it's a logical or natural association. And that's why we have to be very careful with the ships that we get into, because a lot of the relationships we jump into are logical and natural. They make sense in our mind and they feel like it's the right thing to do. Does that make sense? Well, man, we've been friends since we were kids and it just feels like the right thing to do. It's his birthday. I just ought to go hang with him, and it's his bachelor party. I got to go see the strippers. And so it's a logical, natural thing to do. And so you jump into that ship. Because see, when we come to a relationship with Christ, it's like the things that don't make sense, that's what we're supposed to do. And the things that make sense, we've got to walk away from. The Bible says there's a way that seems right to a man. Look again, it ends in death. Which means there's a way that seems wrong to my natural mind, but it leads me to life. And so you have to understand that not every relationship is a godly one or a good one, and you don't have to get in that ship with everybody. See, some ships bring out the best, and some bring out the worst. What are you connected to? Who are you connected to? Some relationships bring out the best in you. They elevate the good qualities in you. They help you reach your full potential. Other ones, they suffocate you and drive you down and make you mad at your spouse, even though you weren't mad at your spouse, and make you see your kids on levels they weren't intended to be looked at, and have you doing things that's out of your character. Who are you connected to? Because whatever you're connected to, it's going to take you. You're on their ship. You're going where they want to go. You're saying what they want to say. You're doing what they want to do. Have you ever noticed that, you know, groups of friends, they talk alike? Especially women. See? Yes, yes. You heard it. You heard it. You heard it. Groups of women, they'll say the same kind of phrases, make the same kind of mannerisms, do the same kind of thing. It has been scientifically proven that 99% of everything you and I do is imitation. The way you wear your hair, the clothes you wear, the languages that you use, the things that you do in life, you're imitating something that you saw that you liked, and so you took it on as yourself. You're imitating. Oh, I like so-and-so, and I like that, and I like the way. So we're imitators. The question is, or the thought is, you will imitate whatever ship you're in. So if you're in the talk like a trucker ship, you're going to be mother beep-a-dee-beep and doobie-dee-beep. If you're in the, we don't care about our marriage and my friends don't value theirs either ship. If you live with people that are in the compromising ship, you will become, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. We often say that about young people, but newsflash, adults need to hear that. 2, show me your friends, I will show you your future. You will become the sum of the 5 people you hang out with the most. So whatever ships that you are allowing yourself to be in, booyah. Look again. That's you. You're in the gossiping ship, you're going to be a gossiper. You're in the lying ship, you're going to be a liar. You're in the social drinker, social smoker ship, you're going to be in that ship until it leans to the addicted ship. See, you determine which ships you get into. No one has the ability to make you get in the boat. You know, what's interesting is we'll complain about the relationships in our life, but the truth is, you're the one that linked up. Think about that one. Well, this person, they just suck all my energy and they're always asking me for money. You linked up with that. Well, you know, I'm tired of running into all these guys that leave me heartbroken. You jumped in the ship. You are the only one that determines which ships you get into. No one can force you to connect with people you choose not to connect with. No one can force you to go along on that ride and that sailing the deep blue seas with those individuals. Only you have the power to dictate who you allow to connect yourself with. So if you're unsettled about the relationships in your life, you need to abandon some ships. It's interesting how we'll get a sour taste and we'll, you know, it's like the same best friend hurts us time and time again, but we'll stay linked up as if it's not going to happen again. As if we have the power to change them. Let me tell you something. When you get into someone else's ship, you don't have the option to take the driver's seat. They drive it. You go where they go, and you do. No matter how much you feel like, I can control this, I can handle this, let me just get on the ship and I'll tell them to turn left. It's not going to happen. You can't missionary date. Missionary dating is your belief that I'm saved, they're not, but if I get with them and date them, then maybe they'll know Jesus. It's not going to happen. What's going to happen is your purity is going to be compromised, and you're going to be in the bed with someone that you didn't intend to because your relationship sunk and you went down with it. You're not strong enough. We're not strong enough. That's why we have to pick and choose who we're in relationship with. See, relationships have the ability to strengthen or destroy. Relationships, these ships that we get into with people, have the ability to strengthen or destroy. They have the ability to strengthen or destroy your relationship with God. There are people that will build you and equip you and excel you into the things of God, and there'll be people that'll be chipping away at your spiritual immunity every chance they get. You know what I'm talking about? You got some friends, every time you start talking about Jesus, oh, here you go, talking that Jesus stuff. All they want to do is bring out the old you. All they want to do is suck out the old person that used to be there. All they want you to do is steep down to their level because they're drowning and they're fighting to stay afloat. And instead of rescue, you know, it's like they're drowning, so they grab onto you and you start drowning too. Someone needs to give someone an elbow to the nose. Bow, get up off me and let me get to shore because I'm not going down with you. See, some relationships strengthen or destroy your relationship with God. Who are you connected to? If the people in your life are not encouraging you and speaking value to you and helping you become the God identity that you're supposed to become, you need to abandon ship because they will take you down. They have the ability to strengthen and destroy your sobriety. Relationships have the ability to strengthen or destroy your sobriety. Well, I don't want to drink no more. I'm not going to do that no more. I'm not going to smoke no more. I'm not going to do that no more. Your relationships will either strengthen your sobriety or chip away at your sobriety. Who are you connected to? Relationships have the ability to strengthen or destroy your marriage. Some of you have friends that have you defying your marital institute that God established between two people. It's almost like this, like, you know, you're on the phone. Your wife goes, hey, man, you need to wives don't say that. Hey, babe, you need to come home because I know you're at your friend's house and I know they're watching the game, but I just really need you to come home. And your friends are, what? Man, don't you wear the pants? You're supposed to wear the pants, man. You tell her you ain't going. That's right. I wear the pants. I ain't going, girl. I wear the pants in this relationship. I'm staying here. I don't care what you say. I ain't going home. You know, forget her. I ain't going home. And that friend helped cause division. Or, no, he didn't just talk to you like that, girl. You going to let your man talk to you like that? No, he didn't. You need to talk. You know, kick him to the curb already. He ain't no good for you. Girlfriend, I'm telling you. If my man ever talked to me like that, you know what I do when my man talks to me like that? I do this and this and this. And what you don't understand is that relationship is destroying your marriage. And then you got to go home and pick up the shipwreck because shipwrecked people don't care when it's wrecked. Giving you text messages that are inappropriate and Facebooking you and inboxing you things that you shouldn't be inboxing, flirtatious with you. See, some of the ships you get into are destroying your marriage. There's other ships that promote and elevate, and some people have good friends that tell them, look, man, you need to go home and spend time with your wife. We can watch another game another time. No, honor your husband. Don't speak negative of him. Build him up. Speak to him. Come on. Build up his character. See, relationships can destroy or strengthen your marriage. Financially, it could strengthen or destroy you. You know, you got people just mooching off you all the time, just sucking every little last dollar you get out, just destroying you financially. Or this. Or your relationships are all about the next thing. So, we make more money than their family. How come we don't have as nice a car as they have? And they got a big screen TV, babe. How come we don't have a big screen TV? Because I know I make more money than what he makes. And there's no reason why I shouldn't have a nicer thing. And so financially, it destroys you because you're the one that's now got a car payment and a TV payment and furniture payment and flooring payment, and you don't know what the heck you want to do because Aaron's owns all your furniture, but you got something that looks good to everybody else. And so you have all these things, but it didn't promote you. It didn't build you. It destroys you. And you don't realize that some of the ships that you're in are costing you financially. Well, we have to go out to eat, babe, because if we don't go out to eat, then, you know, they always go out to eat. We got to go out to eat. We got to go spend the money. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're trying to keep up with the Joneses, so some of your relationships make you go dead broke trying to hang out with them. What about your purity? Some relationships strengthen your purity or destroy your purity. Some of your relationships strengthen that purity in you that says, you know what, I need to remain pure to my wife, or I need to stay pure until marriage, or I go to school and I need to stay pure, and I don't need to do what Hannah Montana does, and I don't need to do what The Bachelor does. I don't need to do all those things. I need to do what God wants me to do. And some people have some friends that will help them, but there's other people that will tear those things down. And if you're not careful, you'll get into those ships and they'll begin to sink you down. Starts with a text message. Starts with a late night phone conversation. Starts with the flirtatious thing when you go to work and he said something. Oh, you look nice. So now you come to work trying to look extra nice, hoping that he says something to you because you want to get in that boat. Or you come to work and you're feeling good because she makes you feel like a man, but you don't get feel like a man when you're at home because your wife don't ever say nothing to you. So when you come home, you're fishing for compliments, trying to fulfill your manhood, and those relationships will destroy you. You will sink with that battleship. What about your parenting? Some relationships destroy your parenting or strengthen your parenting. You'll get off the phone with some of your friends and they'll make you think less about your own kids than what you really feel about them. Oh, you're right. He's just going to be like, he ain't never going to change. Just like his daddy. Lazy and don't do nothing around the house and some, you know, good, you know. Have you calling your daughter a slut? I know some of you go, wow, yeah, some of you said that. You ain't nobody but a little slut girl sleeping around with all those little guys. You need to keep your legs low. Some of you come from families like that. What happens is some of the relationships that you get into make you see your family less than what they're supposed to be seen. And when you're supposed to be imparting light and building hope and encouraging their great qualities, some of the relationships, it might even be a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a cousin or a friend that's on the phone, have you looking at your kids less than what they do. I'm telling you, I've seen this happen. It's played out in my own life. I know this from firsthand. Some of you single moms will get a boyfriend and that boyfriend will have you look at your kids at less than what they meant to you before you got around. And now you don't buy them no new clothes because you're too busy buying him some shoes, and he need to get his own job and get his own house and figure out how to take care of himself. Come on. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying. As you can tell, I'm very passionate about this. What about your dreams? They can strengthen or destroy your dreams. Every time you start dreaming something new for your life, something new that's different, and maybe your dream is, man, I want to own a house. I've never owned a house, or I want to get out of this area, or I want to do this. I got a book I want to write. There's people that will encourage you and build your dreams, and there's people that will destroy you. Go, what are you talking about? Are you serious? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. And you leave there feeling like, yeah, that was dumb. And destroys your dreams. What about your self-esteem? See, some ships can build your self-esteem and make you feel like you're invincible, like you can overtake the world, like anything's possible in my life. And you know what? You get around those people and you feel supercharged, like, man, my marriage can work. Or, yeah, I can get a good job. It doesn't matter what my felon rap sheet looks like. Or, man, I can recover. I can be drug free. I can do this. And there's other people, you get around them, you jump in the boat, and they just make you feel like, man, it's never going to work. What are you talking about? And your self-esteem gets depleted. The crazy thing is, you're deciding what ships you're getting into. All of us got some of these negative ships somewhere in our life. And I'm just, newsflash, abandon ship. See, you don't have to be in a ship with everyone. Jesus wasn't in the ship with everyone. The Bible says he had 12 disciples. And he had more than 12 disciples, but he had 12 that he was really, really close to. And out of those 12, he had 3 that he was close to, even more than those 12. And out of those 3, there was 1. See, even Jesus picked and chose his relationships. He chose his disciples. He chose the people he would connect up with. with. And he wasn't in relationship with everybody else. Yes, they came and got fed. Yes, they came and got healed. Yes, he still did good. Yes, he still loved them. Yes, he was still for them. But he kept his relationships in a box because he understood there were some things he couldn't even do. His brothers were trying to get him to go perform miracles. He said, I'm not going to do that. He wasn't willing to jump into every ship that came passing by, no matter how good it looked for the moment. And some of you need some common sense, but what I'm finding out is common sense isn't common anymore. Just because he carries a Bible and comes to church one does not make him a godly man. Come on. Let's get it together. Common sense isn't so common, but we got to pick and choose what relationships we jump into. Because if not, it's a sinking Titanic waiting to happen and you will go down with it. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 says this in the New King James Version. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? I'm going to explain that for you because that's some old poetic type stuff. But basically, a yoke, a yoke was something that you would stick on animals. You stick an oxen or cattle to go plow a field or to accomplish some great tasks that need to get accomplished. And what Jesus was saying is, don't connect. Don't link up with unbelievers. And he's using unbelievers because what he's saying is, your life with me is always going to want to go this way, and an unbeliever's life is always going to want to go the other way. And I hate to break the news to you, but when you link up with unbelievers, they will always be the stronger force. They will always be the stronger force. Because the Bible says, how can I explain this? The spirit, the flesh and the spirit are at constant war with each other. And when you link up with someone whose flesh is winning the battle, the half of you will naturally gravitate to the stronger half. So if you link up with a believer, the believer half of you will naturally gravitate to the believer and you'll be stronger force. You can't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. And what about this? What about just unequally yoked with someone with got opposite views about marriage? Opposite views of parenting. Opposite views of purity. Opposite views of sobriety. Opposite views of your marriage. Don't link up with that either. Because it will take you to places you shouldn't be. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14, same verse, but in the Message translation, I'm going to break it down to you real simple. It says this, don't become partners with those who reject God. How can you make a partnership out of right and wrong? That's not partnership, that's war. Is light best friends with dark? Does Christ go strolling around with the devil? Does trust and mistrust hold hands? Who would think of setting up pagan idols in God's holy temple? But that's exactly what we are. Each of us, a temple in whom God lives. And God himself put it this way. I'll live in them and move into them. I'll be their God and they'll be my people. So leave the corruption and compromise. Leave it for good, says God. Don't link up with those who will pollute you. Don't link up with those that will pollute you. I want you all for myself. I'll be your father to you. You'll be sons and daughters to me. The word of the master God. See, you got to understand this. You don't have to link up or connect or be in a ship with everybody. Don't link up with those that will pollute you, that will bring out destructive qualities in you. In the later areas of these messages, we're going to be talking about toxic relationships, healthy relationships, guy-girl relationships. We're going to deal about these things individually. But I'm trying to lay a foundation for you to get you to understand that not all relationships are beneficial, and you don't have to be in every relationship that comes around. You don't have to. It's not the Christian thing to do. To link up with darkness. To link up with those that will pollute you. See, sometimes the ship that is sinking in your life is someone close to you. Sometimes, most of the time, it's a best friend. It's a close cousin. It's a family member. Could be your mom, could be your dad, could be your son, could be your daughter that pollutes you. And every time you get off the phone, you just feel negative and low and drained. And I'm telling you right now, you need to abandon ships in your life. And even if they're close to you, like a family member or a best friend, you need to abandon ship. That doesn't mean never talk to them again. That doesn't mean don't be nice to them. That means you don't connect yourself with their belief system. and their ways and their attitudes. I have family members in my life that I cannot be in the same ship as them because it will destroy me. They're still my family member. I still love them. I have best friends that I grew up when I was a kid. I am not in the same ship as them. It will destroy me. I still wave at the boat. How's it going? I see you over there. When we're on shore, we can talk, we can hang out. But once the ship sets sails, I ain't getting in that. Some of you need to learn how to just hang up the phone. Sorry, Mama, I'm not going to talk about that right now. Hang up the phone. Don't even go on that ship. Sorry, son, I can't deal with you right now about that. Hang up the phone. Hang up the phone. Shut down the Facebook. Do something. But don't go in the same ship. Jordan, you could come. See, abandoned ship, because sinking relationships will take you down. And the first way they take you down is emotionally. They will wear you down. Sinking relationships will wear you down emotionally. You ever just, your mind's just been so tired because you're dealing with everybody else's problems? It's like, man, I hate her husband, and her husband didn't even do anything to me. But after I got off the phone, I just hate that guy. He's a dirtbag. Here's why. Because you got into the ship and linked up. I can't believe I told that girl she was beautiful, and I would have never said that to her. I don't know why I even said that. It's not even like me to say that, and to flirt with her in that kind of fashion, but you stepped in the ship. And now emotionally, it wears you down because now you got to go home. And now you see your wife, you see your kids. And now you're thinking, well, how did I do that? But now I'm so far connected, I don't know how to get out. And emotionally, it will wear you down. It'll wear you down. You'll start feeling less of a person. You'll start feeling less of this and less of that. I'm not strong no more. I'm just emotionally drained. Anyone know what I'm talking about? Some relationships, you get in them and they just emotionally just zap you. Sinking ships will take you down. They will suck all your time and energy. Have you ever noticed the ships that are sinking are the ones that suck all your time and energy? They're the most needy people in your life. Every time they have a problem, they call you as if you don't have no problems of your own. Now hear me. I'm not saying don't deal with people's problems, but when it's the same person, tell them to shut up, slap themselves, and get over it. You're part of the problem by being on the phone every time. A cat's only going to go to a house that got the milk. You keep putting the milk out there. Some of you get so mad because I'm so sick of my sister always asking me for money. You want to know why she keep asking? Because you keep giving. Ooh, someone said something. I didn't hear it. Because you keep giving. You're part of the problem. And you're the one frustrated after it's all done. Because now you feel like you're drowning and you're trying to stay afloat. And what you don't understand is that ship is a ship that's sinking. It's not your ship, it's their ship. And all you got to do is jump out of their ship and you'll be okay. But as long as you stay in, every time the phone call comes, you know what I'm talking about? As soon as the phone, you see it on the caller ID, oh gosh. You already feel it. I'm not even too sure I want to answer this. But I got to answer it. No, you don't. Voicemail. Voicemail. Just put on there. If you got a problem, I ain't got time for it. Beep. I'm just saying. If you're asking for money, the answer is no. If it's about your boyfriend, I don't want to hear it. And if you're tired of arguing and complaining about people at the church and your job, keep it to yourself. Thank you. Beep. See, they'll take all your time and all your energy, and you're the one that feels frustrated and confused and mad and all these emotions that you didn't feel before you was in the ship. But once you got into the ship, all of a sudden all these things come upon your life. You don't even know why you're now looking at her that way every time you go to work. And you don't even know why every time you come home you're angry at your husband because your friends make you angry at your husband. You don't even know why every time your kid does something good you don't even know how to say awesome, because when he's doing something bad, everyone in your life is so quick to point out that they're awful. And so all this stuff is on you, and it sucks all your time and it sucks all your energy. They're the most needy people. It's like you can't even escape them. And lastly, they will always leave you shipwrecked. Sinking ship relationships will always leave you shipwrecked. They will always leave you shipwrecked. And when you're shipwrecked, nobody cares. Let me give this an example for you. So, you're in a marriage. Some guy, some girl starts, you know, flirting with you at work, at your job, at this place, wherever. And all of a sudden, this relationship gets out of hand because you got in that ship. And so you're in that ship and, you know, you're trying to juggle both these things. So you do a really good job of juggling both. No one knows. I haven't done anything yet. All of a sudden, the relationship gets out of hand. And once it gets out of hand, they're off. They left. And they don't care about your shipwreck. They don't care about what you got to face in the morning. They don't care about what you got to face. Here's another one. You go out to the club. You're hanging out. You're drunk. You have sex with that guy because he makes you feel really good. And all of a sudden, he leaves the next morning. He doesn't care about your wreckage. You're pregnant? Oh, take care of that. He doesn't care about your wreckage. See, sinking ships don't care about the damage that they're causing your life. They don't care that you gave the last little bit of money that you was going to use to pay your bills, but they needed it more. They don't care. They don't care that your marriage is suffering the consequences because you jumped into their ship and you went with them. They don't care. See, their relationships that are sinking will leave you shipwrecked, and you alone will be faced with the pieces. They're out of there. They're gone. Oh man, I'm out of here. When the cops come, they're gone. When your marriage is failing, they're gone. When you get in trouble at school, they're gone. When you do this, they're gone. When your kids hate you, when you're older, they're gone. Sinking relationships will always, listen to me, will always, will emphasize, they will always emotionally drain you. They will always take your time and energy. They will always leave you shipwrecked. It's not if, it's a will. It will happen if you stay in that ship. But the good news is, you don't have to stay in there. You can abandon. You could jump out. Some of you, if you're in a relationship that is compromising your purity, abandon ship. If you're in a relationship, if you're dating somebody, you guys are having sex out of marriage, abandon ship. If you're around people that are getting you drunk and high and that's not what God has for you, abandon ship. What does that look like? You know what abandoning ship looks like? It's sinking. Give me the life jacket and I'm out of here. Let me put it in practical. That's my blanket. I'm leaving. I don't need nothing else. That ship is sinking. Take the TV, take the couches. I don't care. I'm not going to sink with you. I'm out of here. And there's a ship that is worth sailing in. And this is what it says in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Then Jesus says, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." Basically, connect with me. Get connected with me. This is Jesus talking. "And let me teach you, because I'm humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy to bear. My connection is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Well, Jesus saying, connect with me. Get in my ship. My ship will never sink, and I will always promote the best you. and I will always have the best you in my interest, and I will always take you places that you will succeed, and I will always have your back. I will never leave you. When it starts sinking, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And even if the wind and the waves start going crazy in your life and it looks like I'm just asleep on the boat, I am fully aware, and we will get to the other side. I am in the boat with you. I'm not going to abandon ship when it gets bad. I'm not going to just leave you right. I'm not going to take you this far just to leave you there. He's saying, no, connect with me. Let me give it to you in plain terms. The Message translation. Are you tired? Are you worn out? Are you burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. He's basically saying, hey, look, connect with me. I'll teach you how to walk in grace. Not just to wash you from all the dumb stuff you did, but empower you to never live that way again. I'll teach you how to do. I won't put anything on you too heavy. I won't put anything on you too hard. I'll take you places. Watch me. Follow me. Go with me. Wherever I go, just come. Whatever I do, just do. Connect with me. See, there's a connection that has to happen. Who are you connected to? Ultimately, some of us aren't connected with Jesus. And I would encourage you that your life is always going to be worn out, heavy, and hard. Because you're on ships that are going to sink. The first step is to get in a relationship with Jesus and link up with Him. And then some of us who are in relationship with Jesus, these boats pass by in our lives and we jump into them. And then we're mad when it starts to sink. I didn't want to be loaded again, but I found myself. I didn't want to cheat. I told her I wasn't going to cheat again. I wasn't going to lie again. I wasn't going to do that drug again, but I don't know why. I can't just stop. I'll tell you why. You're in the wrong ships. You keep jumping into ships that destroy you. You keep jumping into ships that are going to damage you. You keep jumping into ships that will decrease your spiritual immunity. And you got to abandon ships. You got to leave it. You can't focus on the wreckage. You just got to go. Right now, with every eye closed and every head bowed, if you're in here today, first and foremost, and you say, hey, I need to start a relationship with Jesus. I'm not a relationship.